Good morning, and welcome to the Builders Briefing for April 21st, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today: smart model routing that could slash your agent costs, a Versal security breach, Atlassian quietly training on your data, and a RAM shortage that might last years.
Yeah, there's a theme running through today's stories that I really want to dig into. It's basically about the hidden costs of building right now. Cost of compute, cost of trust, cost of memory. Let's get into it.
So the big story today is Manifest, an open source model routing layer that just blew up on GitHub with over 1,900 engagements. The idea is simple but powerful. It sits between your AI agent and your LLM providers, classifies the complexity of each request, and dynamically routes it to the cheapest model that can actually handle it.
Right. And this is one of those things where, if you've been running agents at scale, you're just nodding your head right now. Sending every little extraction task or simple lookup through a frontier model like Opus or GPT-5 is just lighting money on fire. Most agent workloads have this long tail of simple tasks that a small model handles perfectly fine.
They're claiming up to 70% cost reduction, which is aggressive but honestly plausible if your workload fits that pattern. And the real kicker, it's model agnostic. Works across providers. No vendor lock-in.
That's the part I love. Model routing is becoming its own infrastructure category now. The gap between frontier and mid-tier models is narrowing on common tasks, so the builders who win on unit economics are going to be the ones with smart routing baked in, not just great prompts. If you're building any multi-step agent system, don't retrofit this later. Bake it in now.
And speaking of models to route between, Alibaba just dropped Qwen 3.6 Max Preview. Still labeled a preview, but they're claiming improvements in reasoning and instruction following. Another strong option for that mid to high tier if you're doing the routing thing.
The model zoo just keeps growing. We also have KimiK 2.6 from Moonshot AI, which is specifically targeting code generation in the open source space. If you need an on-prem alternative to Copilot class models, especially for data residency reasons, that's worth a look.
There's a fun one I want to mention. Simon Willison diffed the system prompts between Claude Opus 4.6 and 4.7, and Anthropic has been quietly tweaking guardrails and behavioral nudges between versions.
This is such a good reminder. If you're relying on undocumented system prompt behaviors in production, and let's be honest, a lot of people are billed against the API contract, not the vibes. Those vibes change between versions.
Also, here's a wild stat. Deezer says 44% of their daily uploads are now AI-generated music. Nearly half.
That's the canary in the coal mine for every content platform. If you're building anything with user uploads, you need AI content detection and policy decisions in your pipeline today, not someday.
Okay, let's talk security, because there are two stories today that should have people checking their admin panels immediately. First, Versal confirmed an April 2026 security breach. Hackers are claiming to sell stolen data. This hit almost 700 points on Hacker News.
If you deploy on Versal, stop what you're doing and rotate your tokens and API keys. Review your environment variables. Check your access logs. The community is digging into this hard. Expect more details to surface this week.
And then there's Atlassian, which silently enabled AI training data collection as an opt-out default. Meaning if your team's Jira and Confluence contain proprietary architecture docs or customer data, that might already be getting scooped up.
This one genuinely made me angry. Opt-out defaults for training on enterprise data is just... It's the kind of thing that quietly trains someone else's model on your competitive advantage. Go check your admin settings today. Seriously, before your sprint planning docs end up in a training set.
There was also a great investigation into GitHub's fake star economy. A whole market for purchased stars that artificially inflate project credibility. Good reminder, don't trust star counts as a proxy for quality.
Look at commit history, issue responsiveness, actual usage. Stars are just vanity metrics at this point.
On the DevTools front, a couple I want to highlight. In physical ship-to-code search, MCP server for Claude Code makes your entire codebase available as context. If you've been manually copying files to give your coding agent context, this solves that.
Oh, that's huge for large repos. The agent doesn't know about that other file problem is one of the biggest friction points in AI-assisted coding right now. Also love seeing Trellis 2.0 now, running natively on Apple Silicon. You can generate 3D models from images locally on your Mac without a cloud GPU.
Game devs and spatial computing folks on M-series Macs are going to love that one. And there's a neat new terminal called Kaku that's purpose-built for AI coding workflows, streamlined I/O for agent interactions.
That makes sense. Our tools were designed for humans typing commands, not for agents streaming structured output back and forth. The whole dev environment is being rethought right now.
Now here's where things get structural. There are two infrastructure stories that together paint a pretty concerning picture. First, AI's appetite for memory is creating a RAM shortage that could last years. And second, bromine, which is critical for memory chip manufacturing, has a geopolitical choke point in the Middle East.
So you thought demand through the roof and supply at risk. If you're planning infrastructure purchases, budget for 20 to 40% higher memory costs. And if you're running self-hosted inference, factor supply chain risk into your capacity planning. Memory is becoming a strategic constraint, full stop.
Quick hits before we wrap. The EU is mandating replaceable batteries in all phones by 2027. A magnitude 7.4 earthquake hit near Miyako, Japan. And there's a 10-year-old servo browser test with a 2026 expiry date that finally failed, which is kind of poetic.
Huh. Someone in 2016 said, this will never matter. And here we are. Also, Signal's libsignal crypto library is trending on GitHub, which is always a good sign for the privacy-first crowd.
So, here's your takeaway for today. Three forces are converging. Model routing is becoming essential infrastructure, memory costs are rising structurally, and your vendor's defaults may be leaking your data. If you're building agents, implement cost-aware routing now. The savings compound fast.
And the action items are concrete. If you're on Vercel, security audit today. If you're on Atlassian, check your admin panel before stand-up tomorrow. And if you haven't thought about model routing yet, Manifest is a great place to start.
That's the Builder's Briefing for April 21st. Tomorrow we'll be watching for more details on the Vercel breach and whatever Alibaba does next with Quen. Until then, build smart, ship safe.
And go check those admin panels. See you tomorrow, everyone.